Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the investor and analyst conference call of WashTec AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Axel Jäger, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the WashTec conference call. With me here are my colleagues, Caroline Kalb, Stefan Weber, Sergey Volodin, and the Chairman of the Supervisory Board, Dr. Günter Blaschke. We are starting with our presentation with slide two, where we just summarize on our business model. WashTec has a very well-balanced business model with a clear focus on equipment-supported car wash, a highly competitive product offering in all material regions of the world, and of course, we are focused on our technical superior rollover system that are the core of our business. This is accompanied by a broad service and sales coverage as an asset to the market, because to many of our customers, uptime is crucial, and therefore having a service force in the field with a fast reaction time and highly professional is an asset that gives us a competitive advantage. If we move on to slide three, we see the highlights 2018. Let me start with China. China, in general, is a market for a final shift from hand wash to automatic wash. They are really at the point where the shift should come. We see a rapidly increasing demand for quality equipment by multiple site operators. And what you see in the picture is a so-called big box. That's a flexible concept in China, where you have, so to say, in one container, a rollover system, payment system, number plate recognition, everything is in the container, and it's highly flexible because wherever you have the space, you can just place it there and start car washing. Additionally, this kind of big box systems is unmanned, which is an additional advantage. When it comes to our employees are the basis for the sustainable success of WashTec. Every employee is trained to be an entrepreneur at WashTec, to understand the WashTec business, so to say, at his or her own business, to take responsible ownership and act accordingly. So our employees as entrepreneurs at WashTec is one of our key assets we do have. The third picture is our Easy Car Wash concept. This is a flexible app concept. You may choose to use it following a wallet approach. That means that you pay a certain amount and you wash until you use the full amount up. You can use it as a flat rate approach. For instance, you pay a monthly fee and you can wash as often as you like, or you use it as a tool to pay, so to say, per wash. It offers a fast and convenient access to car wash. Where we see it in the field with number plate recognition, the entire system is bound to the car, to the number plate. As I said, it is easy to handle. You can book your washes. You do not even need to leave your car. So it gives a totally new approach to car washing. It facilitates the entire process of car washing. And we have it on several test sites throughout Europe and even some in Asia. We see that it is it gives additional revenue to the car wash operators is really a key to success, and we hope to future success. When you use number plate recognition, what we see in China, one of the advantages is you need less hardware. In the future, probably you will not even need a control terminal because you can do all the payment processes and the bookings through the app. Okay, let's move on to page four. We see the development of our key figures, revenue, EBIT, and free cash flow, and the compounded average growth rate for the last 5 years. WashTec is back on a continuous growth path. In 2017, we had some large bulk orders. However, with 2018, we are now back on our smooth continuous growth path. We have a strong focus on direct sales to achieve a broad footprint through all the regions. Besides the top-line growth, there is a strong focus on profitability and on cash generation, especially on the free cash flow generation. As you might know, we emphasize a continuous long-term development of business by thus creating a smooth long-term growth in revenues with Europe as a key region of WashTec business. Midterm, a constant development in North America and APAC and in Asia Pacific, especially in China. A broad service and sales coverage is even in these remote markets like North America and China, an asset because it's all over the world, the same principle. Once you have an automated car wash, you need uptime to operate successfully. We move on to page five. If we look on the quarterly distribution of revenue, EBIT, and free cash flow, I can say this is a typical quarterly schedule for WashTec. Usually, the first half of the year or first and second quarter are lower in business volume, and the business speeds up, so to say, and takes more volume throughout the year. Like in nearly every year at WashTec, where we have this continuously smooth growth, the third and the fourth quarter of each year are the strong quarters. We move on to page six, and we see revenue-wise and EBIT-wise, Europe is the key region for WashTec, and the market has still opportunities. For instance, U.K. is still hand wash dominated. Eastern Europe has a lot of potential, and even the developed markets like France, Spain, and Germany, there is still room for growth, and we showed it throughout the last fiscal year. Revenue in Europe grew and EBIT. The Scandinavian countries are very open to new digital solutions, i.e., the EasyCareWash app, and very sensitive to green products. WashTec is here well-positioned with its Nordic Swan labeled chemical products. North America has a new managing director and president and is working on the turnaround of its business back to the higher levels of profitability already achieved in the past. By continuously developing its footprint in direct sales, there is a strong focus on direct sales in North America, and putting an even stronger focus on internal processes just to achieve efficiency gains. In 2018, we had our focus in executional excellence of direct sales, and America is a vast country. We focused on our sales and service organization, training of employees, and optimizing our presence across the country. The loss of a chemical customer in North America happened in 2018. However, we are working on this and started, besides other initiatives, an initiative to modularize chemical recipes and getting back on the North American market and getting its customers back. Additionally, we entered the premium tunnel segment with two installations in Canada and Texas, and what we've seen so far is that these premium tunnels, they are on a level that is not known to the United States, and the introduction to the market is quite successful. In Asia Pacific, China is growing from a small basis with a homogeneous product offering. We are selling the EasyWash machines, the EasyWash rollovers only to China, and we are going to broaden our footprint on a cluster-by-cluster approach in China. China, as you might know, or China can be seen as a country with numerous large municipal areas, so-called clusters, and we try to address cluster by cluster with our own sales organization or with dealers. Australia is in a turnaround situation. Since autumn 2018, there's as well a new managing director on board, and he's heavily engaged to turn the business back to historical profitability levels. If we move on to page seven, you see the fourth quarter, and what I've said before applies to this slide. Europe is still strong. North America was good, and in Asia Pacific, we have a special situation. As I mentioned before, we have good growth in China. We sold last year approximately 150 systems in China, So that is the reason why the revenue is increasing in China. However, we are in Australia in a turnaround situation where we need to get more profit out of the business. We move on to page 8. This year we had a total revenue of 435 million euros. That means our revenue growth this year was approximately 2.4%, mainly driven by Europe. Our gross margin was at 56.6%, and our personal expenses grew from 132 to 135. However, the rate of personal expenses remained stable at 31%. We invested heavily in our sales and service force all over the world because this can give us in the long run a competitive advantage. Depreciation did not change that much. We will see in the future an effect coming from the IFRS 16 application. That means we have some expenses that are moving from the other operating expenses down to the depreciation. And we see, of course, in the balance sheet, the so-called capitalization of the right of use assets and corresponding liabilities. In total, the move from other operating expenses to depreciation is approximately 7 million euros, and the effect out of the capitalization of the right of use assets and the corresponding liabilities, roughly 18 million euros. If we go down the table, we see a net income from 37 last year to 34 this year, and the earnings per share coming from 2.76 to 2.54. Our ROCE remains at 28.5%. Moving on to page 9, you see our balance sheet. The total increased from 234 to 237. Goodwill, which comes out of Europe, is unchanged at 42 million. Our equity rate is unchanged at nearly 40%. Our net operating working capital decreased from 86.7 to 82.6 due to our efforts optimizing free cash flow and, to do this, optimizing our net operating working capital. Our free cash flow increased from 28 million to 32 million. We are moving on to page 10. The WashTec share performance. Our annual dividend proposal will be €2.45 at prior year level. That means we have a total dividend payment of more than 32 million euros, and this is covered by our free cash flow. That brings us to a dividend yield of approximately 4%, and that means WashTec is among the companies with a continuously high dividend yield. In general, WashTec is aiming to keep at least the current level of dividend payment and, given a positive business development, even to increase it in the future. WashTec is permanently evaluating the option of a share buyback program, and the current agenda to the annual shareholders meeting comprises a request for pre-approval of such a share buyback program until 2022. We are coming to page 11, our guidance 2019. In Europe, we have a focus on profitable growth, as in the past. We have an estimate of revenue growth in Europe that lies between 3 to 5% as an increase. This estimate is, as of today, a conservative estimate, and we still see growth potential in Europe, like Eastern Europe, France, Germany, Spain, and the handwash-dominated UK. North America is at the sales side, increasing its footprint in direct sales and therefore creating a broader basis for stable revenues. Increase in revenues leads to a higher utilization of fixed costs in general, and this optimizes our cost base. The organization is working on efficiency gains and internal process optimizations. On a midterm perspective, the organization in North America is reaching out for an appropriate scaling of the business by a clear focus on direct sales and the introduction of the new modular rollover machine concept to the US market. That means the modular construction kit concept, what we call smart care when we introduce it to the market. We move on to page 12, potential. We see, as you can see on the slide, a potential of growth just by the number of vehicles. There is a global potential, and if we look to the engine concept, the way a car is operated by combustion, by electrical or hybrid engine has, in our view, no significant influence on the number of car washes. Additionally, a potential change in ownership, like for instance, you have your own car, you have a rental car, you do car sharing or even ride hailing, has again no significant influence on car wash. It's rather the other way around. Usually a shared car is washed more often than an own car because every new user would like to have a clean, neat car. So these cars are even more washed than cars that are traditionally owned. If we move on to page 13, we still see potential from, as of today, more hand wash dominated countries. There is still on a global basis a huge potential to introduce equipment supported car wash to these countries. In general, equipment supported car wash is much more environmental friendly. The fresh water consumption is much lower. You can say if you wash your car by hand, you use approximately 220 to 180 liters of fresh water. If you use our newest technology, including a water recovery system, you can go down to 14 liters per wash. That means we are talking here about a factor of nearly 10. There is an efficient use of environmental friendly chemicals. If you use equipment-supported car wash, we have the Nordic Swan label chemicals and the well-known brand of Auva and all the chemicals if you use it in a machine. The dosing is optimized and this is much more friendly to the environment. A water recovery system in general saves fresh water and of course if you have equipment-supported car wash, you have the right environment. You have drainage systems and you have a lower fresh water consumption. So all in all, if you look to it from an environmental point of view, the equipment-supported car wash has much more advantage than a hand wash-supported car wash. If you move on to page 14, WashTec has numerous sustainable competitive advantages, technology and IP. Primarily with our rollover systems and the new modular kit-based machine concept that is to come, the smart care system, we have a strong competitive differentiator in the market. We have the Easy Car Wash app in the field of digitalization. Of course, we have customer loyalty and retention that comes even with the Easy Car Wash app because if you have a customer,
dear ladies and gentlemen, we just have a little pause due to technical issues. Please hold the line. Dear ladies and gentlemen, the conference will go on now.
Yes, hello, Axel Jäger speaking. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I start again on page 13. What I've learned so far from Mr. Pönicke is that the last thing you could understand was the level of fresh water consumption and the way that machine or equipment-supported car wash is able to reduce this level. Additionally, we have an efficient use of environmental-friendly chemicals with our Nordic Swan label and a strong brand in this field, the Auva. And of course, there's always the green preparation of the wash site. If you use equipment-supported car wash, that means you have always standardized water recovery systems, you have drainage systems, you have a low level, as said before, of fresh water consumption. And of course, you have a chance to optimize the dosing of the chemicals. So if I move on to page 14, WashTec in general has sustainable competitive advantages. Of course, first of all, we have our technology and intellectual property, primarily with our rollover systems and the new modular kit-based machine concept, what we call smart care. We have the easy car wash app in the field of digitalization. We have customer loyalty and retention. This is primarily, for instance, if you use the easy car wash app and you have connected this app to a certain wash site and you use our ABO or booking system through this app, you are very loyal to a specific site because when you book there and you have a flat rate booked, then you will for sure get back to the specific site and not wash somewhere else. We have economies of scale by constant optimization of internal supply chain processes and, of course, by optimizing our chemical production setup and modularization of recipes, what I mentioned before. And, of course, we are constantly working on operational excellence. That means what I've mentioned before, every employee at WashTec has a self-understanding as an entrepreneur at WashTec and acts accordingly. Our corporate philosophy, I suppose, is known to many of you. Customer benefit is our primary focus. We are specialists in the field of car wash. Innovation is key, and we live leadership. This brings us to page 16, where we see if we are focused on customer benefit as the primary focus, that will lead us to the ultimate success. The key criteria of customer benefits in our definition of car wash are convenience, speed, look and feel, and quality. That brings us to page 17, our financial calendar. And Mr. Pönicke, we are open for questions now.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we received is from Alexander Halleker from Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the question. I have three, actually. First of all, if you can elaborate a little bit more on your performance in North American region, how do you make 9 million less EBIT on 6 million less sales volume? I understand that you lost chemical contracts. And also there were some delays in installation, but that overall seems too small to explain the difference. I wonder if there were any extraordinary one-time effects. Then the second one is overall on your expectations with regard to 2019 for North American regions, where do you expect to see the margin going? And finally, on Europe, is the EBIT margin level in Europe we see in 2018 is entirely organic, or there were any one-time positive effects that supported. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let me start with the first question, performance North America 2018. First of all, as you said, we have lost one large chemical customer in the field, and you have to know that in North America we are buying the chemicals and we are, so to say, a dealer for chemicals. It's not the Auba brand that we are selling in North America. So what we are doing here is, as I said before, we are applying now, or we are starting now applying a new concept, modularizing our recipes and getting back into the market. When you talk about chemicals in North America in general, it's not only producing chemical, it's as well, you need a very good logistic in distributing the chemicals to the different sites. And WashTec has quite some competences in this field, or better, Mark 7 in North America. So we are quite confident and we're looking forward that we can be more successful in the North American market in the field of chemicals. Second, as known, by the end of this year or towards the end of last year, 2018, we had a strong focus on direct sales, and if you do installations in the direct sales business, it's much more intensely, and you have to have much more coordination work than if you do installations with the big key accounts. For big key accounts, if they have a new machine on site, it's for them a very common process. They have a professional team, and it's very easy for them to do it. If you deal in direct sales with single operators, for them, and most of the installations were new installations, no replacements, for them, buying a new car wash and installing it is like for somebody else buying his first home or building his first home. So we had to have more efforts to get this, and we could not make every installation until December 31st, 2018. Additionally, what we see in North America is that we need to work more intensely on our internal processes, getting more efficiency in the internal processes. And fourth, we invested heavily in our workforce in North America. We hired a lot of sales and service people to get a broader coverage of the country. And these people we hire, the sales and service people, they need some time to be efficient. They need to get trained. They need to get to know their car wash sites. They need to know the customers, and that takes some time. And that brings me to 2019. That's why we are confident for 2019. The sales people and the service people are better trained. They already started last year with the training, 2018. We have a program to work on our internal processes, optimizing the internal processes at our main site in Denver. And of course, our footprint in the market in direct sales is getting broader. European EBIT margin, we still see room for growth in Europe. I mentioned the countries before. We demonstrated this this year, and we are confident for next year that there is room for profitable growth. And of course, if we are selling more systems, it's quite beneficial to our contribution margins. And as I mentioned before, we have a strong focus on net operating working capital management and on the free cash flow we could show this year. We are constantly working on this.
Okay, thank you very much. If I may just follow up on the North American region, are you able to give any guidance with regards to the EBIT margin one could expect a range for North America? Are you aiming at the profitable or positive EBIT already in 2019?
I suppose you know our system. If we say in North America we have a significant increase in EBIT margin in 2019, that means we are planning for more than 5%. Additionally, what we said internally is that we expect as of today or as of the end of fiscal year 2018, we have an EBIT of minus 3 million, and we expect to see a positive EBIT in North America at least.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
The next question we received is from Eckhard Puls from Warburg Research. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello. On North America, my question in principle is, can we expect longer term to see even double-digit margins in North America? So you will implement this global platform in 2020 and 2021, I guess, and I remember some years ago it was always the goal to bring the North American margin close to what the company had at that time in Europe. Is that even now the goal of a company?
That was a question. Okay.
Yeah, this was the first question.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, let's start with this. I mean, what I'm saying now is not a guidance. However, of course, we are aiming to bring North America on the same profitability levels like the rest of the company. The market is huge. We have a concept. We will introduce the new modular kit-based system, the SmartCare, in 2020, 2021 to the market. We streamline, so to say, our organization. We have a clear commitment towards direct sales. So without giving a guidance, of course, our long-term target is achieving double-digit margins in North America and being sustainable, profitable in this market.
Okay. What you said earlier to North America in 2019, you said you expect at least a turnaround, and before you said at least 5%. So is that 5%, is that the target for 2019?
Yeah, for 2019 okay. We said we will have a significant increase according to our guidance, and that means more than 5%.
Okay.
In our definition.
Okay.
Increase.
Okay.
Increase. Of course, my colleague just told me increase, not absolutely.
Okay. So increase from the level you had
right.
in 2018. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And what we said additionally, that we are aiming for a positive EBIT, not a negative.
Yeah. This is also included in your annual report, I think. Maybe coming to Europe. So the margin you had last year, 15.6%, is exceptional, I think, for an engineering company. Your guidance implies the expectation of a further margin increase in 2019. And what I'm interested in, the implementation of a global platform, I'm quite sure that this will give also Europe a further impetus on the margin side. Do you agree with that expectation?
Yeah, I mean, in general, midterm, yes. This year we are starting this introduction to the market. So by the mid of this year, we are starting this test installation. We see how the new system, the SmartCare, is working in, so to say, a real-life environment. And of course, as I said, we are starting mid of this year with the introduction to the market. And then I think the full rollout will come in 2020, end of 2019, beginning 2020. And of course, this new system has the potential to be a game changer because it's the first time that we bring a modular kit-based system to the market, and that facilitates internally our production processes, and it's easier to install, and it's a new system to the market, new rollover system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But as I said before, just we are starting with the test rollout.
Yeah, I know. So in the past, I understood it's completely implemented by 2021.
Yes.
Okay. Then you also give a guidance for the free cash flow shall be higher than in 2019. Two questions, if I may, to that expectation. So. Of course, this includes an expectation for the CapEx volume in 2019. Can you provide us with a rough figure here? And also with regard to working capital optimization. So I understood you are working further in 2019 on optimizing working capital. So does that mean that working capital in absolute terms will decrease further compared to 2018?
Let me start with the capital expenditures. I mean, we don't plan a big investment program, first of all. So I would suppose that the level of CAPEX will be within the bandwidth you saw in the past. There's no big investment project whatsoever. Secondly, of course, we are constantly working on our free cash flow. And free cash flow is a number that where you never achieve the target because you have constantly to work on it. So what we are doing is, first of all, we are looking with my colleagues through the organization and try to reduce the absolute level of working capital. Secondly, we have a project going on that helps us streamlining and speeding up our supply chain processes as a whole. That's the project where we start with the installation date at the customer, and we apply a so-called pull system from the installation date backwards through the supply chain, and that project will enable us to be much faster in the supply chain. It is software-based. We are currently having a pilot installation in France, and we are gaining our experience with the new system, and hopefully we'll be able this year to roll it out through Germany and then to the next big European markets. And that will help us with our working capital management.
So this means at least we can expect net working capital to grow at a lower pace than the top line?
Yes.
Okay. And maybe the last question, you had in Q4 2018 delays in North America due to postponed construction work, which was not, which is not your business, but you can only install your machines if the construction work has been done. Is that meanwhile solved?
It's what was the question?
The question is of the problems with the construction work in North America.
Okay, sorry. Yes, I mean in general, if you go more into direct sales in North America, it's a bit of a mission. You have to educate a bit your customers, and you have to show them how these processes work. So by expanding our footprint in direct sales, this is a constant mission. We are getting better. However, if we get a new customer and it's not a big chain, you always have to educate him and to show him how to manage such a project. It's a bit, as I said, like you build your first home. So we are working on this. But it's a constant task.
Okay.
To manage our customers, so to say.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Yeager.
You're welcome.
The next question we received is from Richard Schramm from HSBC. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm follow up on this working capital issue because it's really surprising to see that you have been able to reduce your working capital here while the industry trend is just the other way around. You really don't have any issues in your supply chain, which other companies complained for over the recent months, and the risk of shortages. Can we rule out this risk going forward into the current year here, and how can you control that your suppliers keep pace with your growth trend? And the second question, referring to the chemical business in North America, is there a kind of link between the new installments you make, and is there a kind of exclusivity you can get that these new customers also then will become the customers of your chemicals? Is this a kind of connection, or is there the risk that other competitors in this chemicals segment might get also a certain piece of the cake here? Thank you.
Okay, let me start with the working capital issue. I cannot comment on other companies. However, for us, we started, let's call it an overall program with a set of measures just to bring the entire organization to put a stronger focus on cash generation and take the needed steps to manage this. Optimizing free cash flow is optimizing daily business. That's a full set of measures we apply. We apply it constantly, and sometimes it's quite simple. We just explain to the organization that they need to focus, that's important for us, and we work with our employees, the entrepreneurs at WashTec to get the situation better. We have some advantages. As you might know, we manufacture, for instance, our electronic components on most of our controllers in our own manufacturing site in Recklinghausen. That gives us quite some relief on the electronic controller side because we don't need that huge bulk. So it allows us for big flexibility. But of course, we are constantly working our supply chain and, as I said, optimizing our relationship with customers, getting the processes more fast. And it's a daily optimization process. North America chemicals, of course, in direct sales, we are aiming to sell to most of our customers our own chemicals. But let me explain again, there's a special situation in North America. We are selling our AUVA brand in Asia Pacific and in Europe. In North America, we are a dealer of chemicals. That means, as of today, we don't manufacture them, but we buy them and sell them to our customers. And in the future, what we are aiming for is, and where we are working at now, is that we say we modularize our recipes and we change some of the ingredients that in the future we can sell our own brand and our own chemicals in North America. Besides of this, of course, our target is with every site, with every new installation, our salespeople try to sell our own chemicals and not third-party chemicals.
And just to get a bit more information on this, when will you be ready to have your own products in the market here, and will you manufacture this with third party, or will this afford own capacities for you?
Stefan Weber, my colleague, he's our chief sales officer. He will answer the question.
The challenge is, like Axel Jaeger said, is the modularization of these chemicals, and we have to be aware, and everybody in the call has to be aware, that we cannot simply take our recipes from Europe and transfer them to Europe, to the U.S., because certain ingredients are not allowed or not permitted in the U.S., and vice versa. You cannot take American chemicals and import them to Europe because certain chemicals are also not permitted over here. So in a sense, this is a longer process, so don't expect anything to happen within the next year. This needs to be lined out, and fact is that we are aiming to manufacture, or let's say produce, our chemicals locally. Whether we then get others to mix it for us or we mix it ourselves is a different thing. But at the end of the day, all the recipes that we will then introduce will be basically our intellectual property and will reflect our know-how level that we have gained over the years here in Europe. Does that answer your question?
Yes. So I think that this, at the end of the day, that means that this should also be a significant contributor to a better margin in the North American business then.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, I mean, it is a different differentiator. I mean, AUVA is more or less like 40 years in the chemical business, and we have very specific know-how about how to clean the car the best, and currently we are unable...
Dear ladies and gentlemen, just a second, we try to reinstall the connection.
Hello?
Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. The call will go on now. The line of Mr. Schramm is still open.
Shall we repeat our last answer?
Yes, please, as it was cut off here. Just
I don't know where it was cut off. I mean, what I said lastly is that, of course, AUVA is producing car wash chemicals more than 40 years in the history, and so we have a vast experience there that we cannot utilize at the moment in the American market because we simply buy products in, relabel them, and sell them under our brand. So this will be a game changer, but like I said before, I don't know which part you still got, is that this will not happen within this year. This is a longer process, you know, but it definitely will change our entire, you know, let's say, footprint in the chemical market in the U.S. once we are ready to go.
Okay, thank you.
As far as we have no further questions, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We received a question from Thomas Effler from Auto BHF. Line is now open, sir.
Yeah, hello. I have a question regarding the competition. Probably you can elaborate a little bit how the market developed last year, how you gained market shares. And the second question regarding your incentives for the employees you mentioned, can you elaborate a little bit how you incentivize your employees? Thank you.
What do you mean by incentivize, if I may ask?
Yeah, probably you mentioned that they're kind of entrepreneurs. Is it kind
yes,
of a
okay,
bonus
yeah.
system or client satisfaction or how many machines they sell? Or
yeah, but we have to say the entrepreneur concept is not necessarily money-based. It's mm-hmm. more like a training for an attitude. So we expect the employees that are with us that they have a, so to say, self-understanding that they are entrepreneurs at WashTec, that they act as if the company would be their company in daily life, whatever they do. They should always reflect, whatever I'm doing, do I do it to the best interest of my company? Am I acting like an entrepreneur? So it's more a cultural thing, and we invest heavily in training the people. It's a long-term concept. It goes over more or several years to establish this, let me call it, attitude throughout the organization that our employees feel themselves like entrepreneurs at WashTec.
Mm-hmm. Are there also kind of owning shares or getting...
No. Okay. We have, of course, let's say a target system for all employees, but that's not the key. The key is rather an attitude.
Okay.
The training of an attitude. Mm-hmm. Okay, now coming to the competition situation. I mean, we had a similar question just before in the press conference. I mean, it's very difficult to answer the question for the last year because none of our competitors is more or less forced to publish as quick as we are as a public listed company, and they usually publish their numbers as late as possible, sometimes almost 2 years after, you know, and then they have really the deadline and they have to publish their numbers. So I have no hands-on experience on really, I mean, something tangible in my hands in terms of P&Ls of the competitors. I like to put this also in a bigger frame, and I try to do this the same way I did it in the press conferences. I mean, we have to look at it as in the last 4 years, WashTec has been growing by about 135 million or 130 million, between 130 to 135 million, its footprint in this car wash industry. That is about the same turnover that our largest competitor makes in equipment and services. So in other words, we have been growing in a way that is basically reflecting our largest competitor in the market as total sales. Looking at our main competitors here in Europe, I have to say a vast part of the growth has been in the established market in Europe and another part in the U.S., whereas the larger part has been in Europe. We have to look at it this way, that we have to say the larger European competitors, which are in namely maybe three, they have been, according to the figures that I have, they have been growing by 60 million, where we have been growing by 130 plus million. So in other words, in absolute terms, we have definitely taken a lot of market share. In relative terms, I always have to say it this way. If a company grows 10 million, that makes 100 million turnover, they grow by 10%. If we as our company want to grow by 10%, we have to grow by 40 million or 45 million. So to answer your question, in absolute terms, yes. In relative terms, I cannot give you a clear answer because it depends also on the size of the competitor.
And
does that answer your question?
No, very good, thank you. The follow-up regarding kind of the competition situation from pricing? Is that also an issue, or is the demand still quite strong that you don't have to compete on the pricing too much?
I mean, there's not a major game changer, I would say, in that sense that we have a massive, changes on the price level. It is a very competitive market, mm-hmm. and you can only be profitable if you have operational excellence under control. So far, we have not a situation where we have seen an erosion of margins in the pricing, I have to say. We are able, with our benefits, to support our offer.
Thanks for the answers.
We received a follow-up question from Eckhard Puls from Warburg Research. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello again. Maybe a very last question from my side regarding management changes. So end of February, Dr. Zimmermann has left the company, and I wonder if you could comment a little bit about the reasons with regard to WashTec. Is the reason mainly with regard to make the next step, maybe in the direction of digitalization, that you need new competencies, or what is behind that change?
Thank you. I would like to hand over to Dr. Günter Blaschke, the chairman of the supervisory board.
Yeah, with our former CEO and CTO, Dr. Zimmermann, unfortunately, the supervisory board could not agree on a clear mid- and long-term strategy, especially for product and technology development. Therefore, both parties decided to separate. With the appointment of Dr. Ralf Köppe as CTO, we now will have one of the leading experts on board, especially in the areas of digitalization, artificial intelligence, human-machine interfaces, electronics, sensors, software, and mechanics, both for R&D and for manufacturing. And finally, it's not your question, but I'll just ask it on top. And finally, the supervisory board has not yet appointed a speaker or CEO, since first of all, we want to have experience how the management board works as an entire team together. Consists now of three highly qualified members, Stefan Weber with a proven track record over the past 4 years, and two new professionals within their area of responsibility. Does this answer your question?
Yes, very clear. Thank you very much, Dr. Blaschke.
Thank you.
As far as there are no further questions, a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions, so I hand back to Mr. Jäger.
Thank you very much, everyone. And by this, we would like to close this call. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.